I paused it so I can come back and make a list for you to recap. So let's start at the top. Step one, get clear. What is your goal? Is it a car, a new job, to travel, fitness, whatever it is? Step one. So step two, list the attributes at the top of the page. Step three, list the ways you already have them. Let's wrap these three steps up. For example, at the top of the page, if it were a new car, write down new car. Then fold this page in half, and on the left side, do step two, where you list the attributes of this vehicle, what they will bring you. For example, maybe freedom, success, joy. It could be really anything. What's the feeling, the sensations? What are you going to experience by getting this car? Step three, in the right side of the column, list the ways you already have them. So for example, if you getting this new car is going to bring you freedom, list the ways that you already have freedom in your life. For example, you have the freedom to make decisions. Maybe it's the freedom to walk outside. Maybe it's the freedom to take the bus. Whatever your way that you have freedom is, write it out. If it's success, find the ways you've already succeeded. If the left column says that you'll feel successful, in the right column, write down things that you've already succeeded. For example, being a great friend, playing an instrument, overcoming addiction, anything you've succeeded, write that down. Step four, gratitude. Bless and release. This is so big. This is something you're going to be carrying throughout the rest of these learnings. If you feel gratitude for what you already have, Source will give you more of what you desire. You become a magnet for what it is that you want by realizing you already have it. You're literally putting that energy, that frequency out into the world, and it's in the abundance that we receive more. It's when we want something that we don't receive more. So forget the want. Oh, I don't have it. I just find gratitude for what you have. So however you got to do this, if it's a vehicle, go hug your vehicle. Keep it clean. Do things that you can feel gratitude for what you have. Step five, cart before the horse. Do something every day towards this goal. If you're getting a new car, that's your goal. Go walk to Walgreens and buy a keychain. This is the keychain to the car you don't even have yet. Go to a dealership. Take the bus to the dealership and sit in your favorite car. Sit in this car that you desire to have. Make it your screensaver. Visualize where you're going to park the car. Go and take care of the car you currently have. If you have a clunker, clean it. Keep your space clean. Keep that car clean and bless it. Love it. This is how you release it. And then planting the seed before it grows, the cart before the horse. You know, do something every single day that brings you closer to that goal. Step six, celebrate. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Gratitude. Feel so grateful. Celebrate. Throw your hands up in the air. Celebrate the goal as if you've already achieved it. Feel it in your heart space. Feel it in your soul. Feel the vibration, the energy in your chest that you're going to put out into the world. You should be doing backflips, smiling, whatever it is. Achieve it. Just celebrate as if you've achieved it. By celebrating, you will literally remove yourself from being in the way, and you'll actually bring it more into your world. I'm going to close with two quotes that I believe set well with me. It's in the wanting that we do not receive. So forget the wanting. You'll receive it by mirroring the image. It's called reflection, frequency, some terms you may have heard recently before. Mirror it. Get excited as if you already have it. And by doing that alone, you're literally going to will it into your life. But you have to be clear, because the universe will literally not be able to give us what it is that we want if we don't have clarity. We can't play the guessing game. We have to get very strong on what it is that we desire, and then celebrate it as if we already have it and will it into our lives. It's in the abundance that brings it to us. That's another quote. Literally, it's in the abundance. It's knowing that there's several cars out there. There is no shortage of cars. There is cars everywhere. So you can and you will have that car too. You can and you will have that goal. You'll achieve it. But get clear on what it is. This is so exciting. If you do these steps, I promise you, you will will these things into your world. Plant the seed. Make this happen. Literally spend 5 minutes a day working towards this goal. Rather, you do something to research it. to celebrate it, feel gratitude for the stuff you already have, whatever it is you are wanting to replace. Just feel an abundance of it. Get high on your energy, and you'll literally manifest more of what it is that you desire into your world. I really am excited about this tool. I use this constantly. I hope you find some great tools with this. I hope it really works out well for you. I believe it will if you really apply yourself. And please leave any information, any comments. I love seeing us work this out together. So if you have any new tools you want to bring to it, or if you have any insight, or if you just simply loved it, please let me know. I'm so excited. And be well. Cheers. Receive what you desire. So work on one thing every day that will get you closer to that thing. Say, for example, put your new car on your screensaver. Snap a shot of that. Step 6, celebrate it. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate this goal as if you've already achieved it. Feel it in your heart. You literally should be doing backflips and smiling and or jumping up and down or clapping your hands or celebrating the fact that you have achieved this goal, quote, right? Almost like the fake it till you make it. Literally, what you do with these key terms like frequency, energy that you might be hearing these days, what you're doing is you're sending out a vibration. It's an energy that you're sending to the universe, to everything around you, and you're literally celebrating it. And by celebrating this energy in your chest, in your heart, with the world, you're actually willing more of it to you. Okay, the universe gives you more of what you desire by realizing you have it, by celebrating it, by feeling gratitude for it. This is where you'll be able to release. If you're down and you're upset that you don't have this vehicle, you don't have these things, and you don't even look at it, sometimes we even avoid looking at those cars because they just make us upset. This is literally telling the universe, I'm not grateful. And the way the universe, responds to that is by saying, they're not grateful. Why give them more? You become a magnet for what it is you desire by reflecting the energy that comes with that goal. So if you get excited about it, literally the universe will look and go, oh, wow, he or she is excited. Let's give her more. Let's give them more. It's amazing how you will will these things into your world with your energy. This is energy work, science. This brings in a lot of old religions, a lot of old ideas, and it enables you to effectively use these tools and to see them happening in front of you. So commit to doing this. Spend a day, one day this week doing it. Spend 5 minutes a day for that week celebrating or doing something towards it or feeling gratitude. And by day 5, go for 7 if you want, notice the shift in energy. Notice how you feel. Maybe you've already achieved it by then. Or notice any opportunities that are starting to come your way. Maybe your income goes up a little bit. Maybe someone gave you a break on a bill you were supposed to pay. And watch how you're literally removing the blocks so that you can will this goal into your world. This is strong manifesting. This is strong manifestation. This is accurate manifestation. If you do it effectively, I promise you, it'll do amazing things for your life. It's done amazing things for mine and everyone I've spoken to. So I hope you get a lot of these tools. And again, please leave me some feedback. I love to hear how everyone's doing. And I hope we could celebrate these new achievements together. And be well.